Sierra Delta, Mobile. Panther,
still, what's up,
Dave? Panther, it sounds really fuzzy. Try it again.
And 4RJN, what's up, Dave?
There you are. You were covered up in some kind of noise the first go around. Today's only a half a day work because it's New Year's Eve. So I've got to go. I've got the grocery list of things I got to. Things we're missing. I got to go fill in the gaps. What's up with you?
Taking boxes down so she can start putting Christmas stuff away and hauling them back up. The usual.
Hey, already. Well, I guess it is that time, isn't it? Man, time sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Year's almost over. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the year that nobody wants to remember.
Well, until they get enough vaccine rolled out, the first part of this year anyway is going to look pretty much like what we just been through.
2021 is going to be 2020 take two.
Never yet. And as far as the election stuff, we'll be right back here in 2 years.
In 4 years.
But the states change their laws, it's going to be 2 years because the midterm's coming up and we'll be going through all this happiness again. Who wins the Senate?
Well, such is life. What have you been doing fun today?
Down the ladder, hauling boxes. That's about it.
I made some long-distance flights. I flipped one of my multirotors into sport mode for the very first time since I've had it over a year. I've always, it's got three modes, normal, cinematic, which is really slow so that you're not jerking it around, and sport mode. So normal is you can get 17 miles an hour out of it. Cinematic can get about 2 miles an hour out of it. I put it in sport mode today and took off over this field. Got it up to 23 miles an hour. Didn't take long to zip across the field.
I assume you were able to turn it around and get it back.
1,000 feet out and 1,000, and then come back past me in 1,000 feet in the other direction. So I can make about a 2,000 foot pass at high speed. High speed is 23 miles an hour. That's not really very fast, but this thing only weighs 250 grams. It's a tiny, tiny little multirotor.
Did you manage to get out and see the moon the other night?
Yeah, and I got it on film, too, but it didn't look that great. It was bigger than normal. You could tell it was bigger than normal, but it's still, when you film it, the angle of the lens was so wide that it made the moon still look small. I guess if I zoomed in on a piece of the picture, it would look a whole lot bigger.
Well, if you go out and zoom in on it when it's like a half or a quarter, you'll see a lot more craters as the shadows of the craters define them a little bit better. When it's full, the sun's shining right at it, and you don't get that. But it's actually more interesting to look at when it's half or a quarter or somewhere in between there.
Dirt type from the second moon that crashed into it on the backside and splattered all around to the front side. You still see that variation in color, white and dark color, right?
You can see it. I don't know how well that photographs with your drone, but yeah, you can see it. I've shot it through my telescope that way, and you can more or less see that.
I just pulled in at Ingalls, and evidently I am not the only one that has not purchased everything for tomorrow. I'm going to have to park on the very top row and do a whole lot of hoofing it. Anyway, I'll be back in a little bit if you're still around. KM4RJN, W4DJW.
I'll probably be here unless they get supper ready early here. So I'll probably be here. We'll talk at you later. KM4RJN, clear.